Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah Ekoli. It's for people who want to transition from their current career and lifestyle to the career and lifestyle they know they've been dreaming about. Life's too short and the time for change is now. I'm your host and qualified career coach, Crystal Deborah Ekoli, and it's my mission to help people make challenging transitions so that they can be the best versions of themselves. Here on this show, I use examples from my own transformation, practical coaching methods, and interviews with inspiring guests to help you get the life you know you deserve. Let's get started. Hello, today we are talking about career change at 30. So there are lots of people who want to change their careers at 30. It could be that you just know yourself better. It could be that your situation's changed because you now have a family and want something more flexible. It could just be that you want to make more money. Whatever your reason is, I think it's a great time to change careers. The question is, what's your reason for wanting to change careers? Now, I think career change at 30 is great because you've got more experience under your belt. You've worked for a few years. You know yourself a lot better. You've got more data on who you are as a person. Now, when you probably made your decision as to what career you were going to enter into, you were probably quite young. You might have been 18, 19, 20, and you just made the decision, potentially. But you change, your needs change, what you want changes. And so there's no reason why you cannot change your career. So I actually made my career transition when I was 28. Well, that's when I first decided to make a career transition. And it didn't actually materialize until I was 30. So just a bit of background. I worked in the legal field and I knew that I wanted to work in some sort of personal development type work. I knew that. And so I settled on becoming a career coach because I thought, yes, this is something I can do and do very, very well. I changed careers because I didn't think that being a lawyer really fit me well as a person. Yes, I enjoyed speaking with clients. Yes, I love to support people through a challenging process. But for me, I just didn't have that creativity. I love to create new things. I love to teach. I love to find new ways of helping people to discover who they are and to take hold of their career and what they really want to do with their lives. And especially, you know, I realize this because in my work as a lawyer, I recognize that what really got me going was when I would speak with clients who said, look, enough is enough. The situation I'm in doesn't work for me. I want to take hold of my future and get out of a situation that doesn't work for me. So I could see that that's where my strength was in supporting people to take hold of what they want and to become it, right? Because that's the kind of person that I am. So that was something I discovered and thought, right, let's make this change and do it. Now, career change is life-changing. So I've got some questions for you to think about. So you can either stop this and answer the questions as you go, or you can just listen to this again and answer the questions. It's completely up to you. So here are the questions. Number one, why do you really want to change careers? What's your reason? Be honest with yourself. Number two, if you do have a career in mind, what's more appealing about this new career compared to the one that you're in now? Number three, do you need to take a pay cut to enter into this new career? Is it affordable for you? Do your research and find out. And finally, are you willing to go back to school if needed? Is it affordable for you to do that? Do you have the time? Now, I remember I studied in the mornings, I studied in the evenings, and I also studied on weekends because I was that committed to making the transition. Is this something that you're willing to do if necessary? So now you've got those questions, go away, think about them, and it should give you an idea of whether or not now's the right time or a good time to start thinking about making a career change. Now, I'll be honest with you, career change can be anxiety inducing because you're entering into something that is new to you, but it does require careful consideration. It does require you doing your research. It also requires you taking action. You know you're going to have to write applications. You know you're going to have to go to interviews. You know this. So do take action if you decide to change careers. And you also need support. I can safely say that for me, I think this was the thing that helped me to just get over the line and change careers. I had great friends who would check in on me to see how I was doing, because I was open about the career change. And I also had a career coach who really helped me to recognize that I had great assets to contribute somewhere new. So for me, I have no regrets about changing careers, because now I'm doing something that plays to my natural strengths, and I love to see people win. I love it when people make a decision to say, this is what I want. I'm going to go after it. I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to live the life that I know that I can live. So I will catch you on the next episode of the Change and Transition podcast. I wanted to ask you, are you where you want to be in your career? Well, if you know that you were made for more, then it's time to start getting clear on who you've become throughout your career and rethink where you want to go. Now, I've developed a free career clarity guide for you so that you can assess your skills, strengths, values, and mission to help you move towards the career that you want. You can download your guide today at varaicoach.com. That's Varai, V-O-R-A-I coach.com. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends for more inspiring content.